Right now, it is time to bring in Arthur Schwartz, the food maven. Arthur joins us on a Monday morning, and we are always pleased to have him here talking about food today, about one of the vegetables I actually like. Good morning, Arthur.
Oh, I'm glad you what do you mean, one of the... You don't eat vegetables?
I eat vegetables, but there's certain ones I will steer clear of. But broccoli is...
Like, name one.
Brussels sprouts.
I get that. But have you ever had Brussels sprouts roasted?
Yes, I've had...
Until they get nice and caramelized, and as they say these days, or browned, as we used to say.
I've had it every way possible, and for some reason...
All right, well, then you gave him a chance.
Yeah,
more can we ask?
Yeah, but broccoli is great, whether it's raw or whether it's cooked.
Well, I don't really like it raw, but I must say that it's one of those vegetables that's actually more nutritious raw than it is cooked. But as I won't eat it if it's raw, besides that I don't like it, it also gives me gas.
Yes.
I cook it, and I take my chances of losing some nutrition. But let me say, I was off of broccoli for at least a year. Last winter, Bob kept saying, when are we going to get some broccoli? And I said, I don't know. I'm more into cabbage and Brussels sprouts in the cruciferous family than broccoli. But several weeks ago, I saw this amazing looking broccoli and couldn't resist. It was also very inexpensive, and everything has gotten so expensive, and all of a sudden broccoli's cheaper. I bought just the other day, I guess it was Friday, I bought broccoli for $1.39, a crowns, not with all that big stem, which I like, actually. You got to peel it down. Anyway, crowns, $1.39 a pound. So we've been eating a lot of broccoli since a few weeks ago when I had this sensational broccoli. This is a season for broccoli. It likes it at the end of the summer, beginning of the winter, which we call fall. Anyway, so I can eat just the broccoli just like that. You too? I mean, I don't need to do anything except steam. I steam my broccoli. In fact, my method is I have one of those collapsible steamers. I put that in the bottom of the pot with enough water to not meet it, but, to cover the bottom of the pot. I put in my cut up and washed broccoli in the steamer and cover the pot. Turn on the heat on high, and in 10 minutes from the time I turn on the heat, the broccoli will be steamed to my desire. You may like it a little less. You may like it a little more. I like it 10 minutes. If I wanted a little more for maybe something else to do after, I will leave it in the pot, either covered or uncovered, depending on how much more I wanted to get done. Or I will just take it out of the pot after 10 minutes. And we like it just like that, dressed with olive oil and lemon juice. You could put butter on it. I really do like olive oil and lemon juice. And I like it hot. I like it at room temperature. And I even like it cold as a salad, at which point you might want to toss in some other things and really make it a broccoli-based salad. So that's your sort of broccoli 101, I think.
I like my broccoli al dente. Al dente.
You do? Well, let me say, this is a bugaboo around here. We do not like al dente broccoli. And, in fact, it's hard to get fully cooked broccoli these days. When Bob orders shrimp and broccoli from the Chinese restaurant, he always has to say, please, tender, well-done broccoli.
I think that's where I picked up my like for that type of broccoli. You're absolutely right.
Yeah, well, they like it crisp. It's beautiful green, though. All right, let's move on, okay? Because just yesterday, I made, and I've been making this a lot, I make a very basic, a black dress, so to speak, of cream of broccoli soup. And all it is, and I don't even put flour in it because, I'm on a low-carb diet. I could add flour. I could get away with a little flour. It's 6 grams of carb in a tablespoon of flour. So if you put in a quarter of a cup of flour to make a thickening, That's 24 grams of carb divided by probably six portions. You're not, you know, four carbs. It's not so bad. Anyway, I'm good at arithmetic, but not mathematics. Anyway, all I do is I saute an onion, which, by the way, has carbs. I saute an onion, and I use butter for this. Let's say a smallish onion and a couple tablespoons of butter. Saute until it just gets golden, which doesn't take usually more than 5-6 minutes. And then add to that 1 quart of, I'm sorry, I take that back. 2 cups of chicken broth and 2 cups of half and half. I always have nice homemade chicken broth in the freezer, so I use my own, and it makes a better soup. But all you have is in a box. Use that, whatever favorite brand you have. Or usually that's the one on sale. Anyway, 2 cups and 2 cups, and that should be enough to cover 1 quart of broccoli flowerettes, meaning I cut up the broccoli into small little flowers. Not tiny, tiny, but, you know, reasonable size that's going to get cooked in 15 minutes. You bring the broth and half and half to a simmer. Add your raw, washed, cut-up broccoli. And usually once it comes back to the simmer, which takes a few minutes, the broccoli will be done in 15 minutes, meaning it'll be very tender because you're going to puree this broccoli. So you really do want it to be very tender. And I'm finding that cooked for 15 minutes, it still retains a beautiful green color. You do not want it to look, you want it to look perky. But a knife, if you push a point of a knife through one of your heavier stems in the pot, it should go right through. It should be that tender. I let it cool a while, and then I use my immersion blender to puree it, salt and pepper, of course, which you could add a little bit. It depends on your broth, really, how much salt you're going to need. Salt and pepper, and that's it. That's the basic black dress. Now, you can doll this up. These days, I'm keeping dill in the house. I love putting dill into this. If you want to, you could steam up some part of your broccoli. By the way, a big bunch of broccoli is usually a quart, except if you have a lot of stems. Now, I like the flavor of stems, but you need to cut off the woody end of the stem. It depends on how much stem they're giving you in the market. And you could tell if you cut into it and it feels woody, it is woody. And then using your swivel-bladed vegetable peeler, peel down the stem until you get off that slightly paler skin off of the darker pith underneath, and that's delicious. You can cut those into my pinky size pieces. You can cut them into rounds. You can dice them. You can cut them any which way, but they're going to cook about the same length of time as the tops at this point. And that's 10 minutes steamed, and maybe 15 minutes if you're cooking it in soup and want to puree it. So I use my immersion blender, and you can blend in other things. Now, one thickening I'm not using these days would be potato. And, you know, for a quart of broccoli, you only need one small potato. But you cut that up and put that in the soup. That'll give you a nice thickening. As I said, you can use flour, too. I don't really like very thickened soup, but people do thicken their broccoli soup, and there is a lot of broccoli soup out there, by the way. Have you ever eaten at Panera?
No, I haven't, because
once years ago, but I missed what is probably their most famous recipe, which is cream of broccoli soup with cheddar cheese. So there are recipes for this online, but I just use my basic black dress broccoli soup made with half and half. And then I stir in at the very end. Now, for that amount, I would say a cup of either a nice sharp cheddar, which is probably what Panera uses, or Comté, which is a French it's around. I'm only mentioning this because it's a cheese that's very easy to find. It's very delicious. It doesn't cost all that much. It's basically a Gruyère made in France. Or Gruyère, which for some reason is more expensive than Comté. You would think the Swiss would might be a little... Anyway, one of those cheeses. Anyway, there are other cheeses you can stir in. Even I saw one person stirring in cream cheese. Well, that just makes it super creamy. It doesn't really give it a whole lot of cheese flavor, but it does make it creamy. Now, the most sublime use of broccoli, as far as I'm concerned, is... by the way, the Panera recipe, well, a fake Panera recipe for broccoli cheddar soup is online, and I noticed that these fake recipes all have carrot, because, of course, if you're going to imitate this soup, you want it to look like it, and Panera apparently, for color, I'm sure, puts in carrot. I don't put in carrot. Anyway, the most divine use of broccoli is in a dish called chicken divan. And I have a recipe, an old-fashioned recipe for chicken divan in my cookbook, Arthur Schwartz's New York City Food, which is a history of, or as it says on the cover, an opinionated history of New York City food with legendary recipes. Now, chicken divan definitely comes under the category of legendary recipe because it was invented at a restaurant called the Divan Parisien, which opened in the early 1930s, and right after the famous legendary Delmonico's closed in 1923, in response to Prohibition, by the way, a whole bunch of French restaurants, interestingly, didn't serve wine or alcohol, at least not legally, opened. And many of these restaurants were actually staffed in the kitchen and in the dining room by the staff of Delmonico's that had lost their jobs in the 20s, and then these places started opening. Anyway, Divan Parisien opened like in 1930. And it was a sort of fancy French restaurant on East 45th Street in Manhattan. And it spawned this dish that in the 1950s became a big deal. I mean, they even served chicken divan in my school cafeteria in the 60s. So it was because Campbell's promoted this dish using cream of mushroom soup and cream of chicken soup. So it became one of those 50s, 60s casserole dishes. But the original was really a very elegant and manipulated casserole. The base was broccoli, and you can boil the broccoli, you can steam the broccoli, put it on the I would say a gratin dish, which, by the way, I made this fairly recently, but not in the original version, in my own version that I just, out of my head. And I used an oval casserole, looks nice. And on top of that, you put sliced white chicken. Now, I have been, lately, roasting 4-pound chickens, butterflied in the oven, 450 degrees. For these 4-pound chickens need 50 minutes to 55 minutes, and they get in salt, pepper, brushed with olive oil. They get nice and brown, and we eat the leg thigh joint and the wing for dinner, leg thigh joint and a wing, and then I have two gorgeous big breasts. Now, the chickens that I've been buying have, I think, particularly big breasts. And in the 50-55 minute cooking, they do not dry out. They are the most juicy, succulent breasts. So I do a lot of different things with the chicken breast meat, and this is one. I slice it up off the bone. You're going to don't get scrappy pieces. You know, see if you can get nice quarter-inch, even less, thinner slices of white meat chicken. And lay that on top of the... On top of the broccoli, you grate cheese, Parmigiano. And if you want, you can use pecorino too, but I always have, you know, good Parmesan in the house. So Parmigiano, and a substantial amount. For, you know, your normal gratin dish, you're going to need a cup of cheese over the broccoli, then the chicken, and then a Mornay sauce. What does that mean? It means a white sauce with cheese. So, and I do use Comté for this. I like Gruyere, Comté. Emmentaler is basic, your basic Swiss cheese. It works extremely well in this, too. Cheddar is great. Any of these cheeses work. And I make a white sauce using, I want 2 cups. It's a rich dish. So 1.5 tablespoons of flour, 3 tablespoons of flour, 3 tablespoons of butter. Make a roux. I'm never using enough flour, roux these days. And so make it 3 and 3. Cook your roux for a couple of minutes over lowish heat, just so that the flour bubbles with the butter. And then add 2 cups of milk. This is a straight-out white sauce. And I like to let the bubbles in the brew subside, and then I don't have to heat my milk because it's another pot, another thing to do. But if you let the brew cool down just a couple minutes, you can beat the 2 cups of milk in without any lumps. And I season that with a good amount of grated nutmeg. And, you know, my basic one is just salt and pepper. But if you want to make it closer to the original, add a few tablespoons of sherry to your white sauce and a teaspoon of Worcestershire sauce. I'll put this this recipe for the Mornay online and on the Robin Hood radio website. And that's it. So, and then you're going to have to, of course, add your cheese. And I would say, I don't know, a cup, as much as a cup of cheddar or Comté cheese, shredded. Stir that in and pour that on top of your chicken. It will seep down to the bottom and get and to the broccoli, too. And then if you want, you could put breadcrumbs on top. I always butter my breadcrumbs before I put them on top because I don't like that business of putting little pats of or little scrapings of butter on top of dry breadcrumbs. Only the spot that you put the butter on gets the butter. So, you know, so I melt a couple tablespoons of butter, I stir in some breadcrumbs, and I sprinkle that on top. Now, the original recipe was beyond rich. You made, actually, a hollandaise separate from the white sauce, and you fold it in. First hollandaise, and then whipped cream. And what this ends up with is a puffy crust that was put under a broiler. I did find a picture of this. Somebody made it, posted it online. And it gets all this beautifully brown on top and puffy. So there are other ways to do that. I never looked up a recipe from Campbell's Soup, but I have a Campbell's Soup cookbook here somewhere. I should find, unless I got rid, that might have been one of the ones that was a candidate for getting rid of. Anyway, chicken divan and, you know, broccoli. I'm going to say, broccoli was an exotic vegetable in 1930. Nobody ate broccoli. And then we had George Bush, the daddy, who proclaim broccoli his least favorite food.
I think broccoli was really brought to the forefront with General Chow's chicken.
With what?
General Chow's chicken.
With General Chow's chicken. could be. You know, they do use a lot of broccoli in at least Chinese American cooking. I have to ask I have a Chinese chef in the building now, in my building. I have to ask her if they, well, actually, she's cooked a few meals for me, and you know what? She has used a lot of broccoli, but she's Americanized. I have to ask her. I don't really, I could look this up too. I'm not sure that in China they have like broccoli as much as they do at Chinese wok restaurants in Brooklyn. There's pork and broccoli, shrimp. Everything comes with broccoli. But I, you know, I sort of, and then even you can get, oh, so you know what? Another thing with broccoli is Mr. Harned, Bob, does not like, he doesn't enjoy bitter flavor. And, you know, many Southern Italians, certainly my friends, all claim that broccoli rabe is what is getting them to be so old and so healthy. You know, people live to be a very old age in the south of Italy. And, in fact, recently Cecilia said to me, oh, she's not so old. She's only about 83 or 4. Anyway, they attribute it to broccoli. But it's broccoli rabe. But there are a lot. By the way, broccoli covers several different vegetables in the south of Italy. The one that we eat mostly, the big flower kind of broccoli, is often called Sicilian broccoli. But Naples, when they say broccoli, they more often mean broccoli rabe, meaning the leafy parts with the small clusters. It's a totally different broccoli. And then in Rome, there's the broccoli romanesco, which is that chartreuse broccoli, which, by the way, I just bought a head because I couldn't resist the look of it, even though for as many years as it has been grown around here and sold around here, I have yet to find a head that tastes anywhere near as good as the ones I buy in Italy. So I decided I've given them a few years to get this right. I'll try it again, and you know what? It's going to take another few years before I buy one. It's very expensive, and it tasted like nothing. So, but the broccoli rabe, I do crave pasta with broccoli rabe and garlic and hot pepper. But as Harned won't eat the broccoli rabe, I make it with regular broccoli. I steam my broccoli, maybe a little, letting it cool down in the pot so that it gets a little bit more tender after the 10 minutes. And then I heat some oil in a skillet with either just a smashed piece of garlic or sliced garlic. Depends on my garlic mood that day. It could even be chopped garlic, which is a stronger flavor. And then you very, very, very gently cook the garlic in the oil. Do not let it color. And then, after it gets soft, it only takes a few minutes, add your broccoli, already steamed, and let it sit there, tossing it over medium-low heat, depending on when you're going to eat it. If you're in a hurry, you can make it medium heat. If you're not in a hurry, I like it to sit there and stew a bit in the oil. And salt, pepper. Actually, I like hot pepper with this, you know, crushed hot pepper. You can crush it yourself. Remember, if you do, to wash your hands before you go to the bathroom, especially. and that is a divine way. I mean, just the broccoli itself without the pasta. And it doesn't have to be broccoli rabe. And speaking of the leaves of broccoli, everybody cuts off all those. You know, you buy broccoli, sometimes it's got a lot of leaves on it. Eat the leaves. They're delicious. They may be a tad more bitter than the broccoli flower part. But those are really buds. You know, if it's flowering, you don't want to eat it. The green heads are really a bud.
You know, Jill Goodman eats a lot of broccoli, Rob, and at the beginning, I didn't like it. I didn't like the way it looked or anything like that. But, you know, it's great as a condiment also, you know, on a sandwich.
Oh, well, yeah. No, I love it on a sandwich, yeah. Actually. I could just eat a sandwich with the right bread.
Yeah.
You know, with that and a little extra oil on it. So broccoli rabe, if you want to, I love broccoli rabe, and I make it so that it is only very mildly bitter, and sometimes, depending on the rabe itself, Mr. Harned will eat it, and sometimes I just eat it alone. But what I do is I bring a very large pot of water to a rolling boil, with a good hefty amount of salt, like for my pot, at least a heaping tablespoon, and put the broccoli in. And I say a lot of water because you want the water to come back to a boil as quickly as possible. So you put the broccoli in, and as soon as the water comes back to the boil, which could take a few minutes, count 5 minutes, and then drain the broccoli. Or just lift the broccoli out, because now you have some water that's salty and broccoli-ish, and you might want to cook your pasta in it. Very good water to cook pasta in. And that's it. That's it for the broccoli. Now you first drag it around the pan with olive oil, garlic, and hot pepper. And I don't like that al dente either, Marshall. I mean, if I go to a restaurant and I order broccoli rabe and the stems are hard, I know it wasn't done right. By the way, I do eat the stems. Some people cut them off. But really, the stems, are besides being delicious, have a lot of nutrition and fiber, but you have to peel them with a vegetable peeler. You got to get the hard outer surface off, and then they will cook up nice and tender, and you get the benefit of them.
Now, could you use the stems alone in a cream of broccoli soup? Or, you know, when you have
just
one of those
broccoli stems, or just broccoli or broccoli rabe?
Broccoli stems.
Yes, of course.
Okay.
Yes, I mean, I love the broccoli stems. I always, whenever I Marcella Hazan was actually a friend of mine. And she once told me, I don't know if this is in any of her books or writings, but she once told me that Victor, her husband, hated the broccoli stems. So she would divide the broccoli and give him just the tops, and she would eat just the stems, because she wasn't going to let them go to waste.
All right.
I like the stems. And if I'm eating just, by the way, I recently bought broccoli I thought it was a ripoff, by the way. But at the farmer's market, they were selling broccoli for top dollar that had more stem, way more stem, like let's say 8 or 9 inches of stem.
Wow.
Before you got to a small head of broccoli. And I thought the nerve of them to sell that at the same price as they were selling crowns only. Most people just want the crown, and they throw away the stem, which is ridiculous because the stems are delicious. You just have to put a little effort into them. Anyway, it's broccoli time, folks.
All right, there we go.
And then you'll get sick of it. By Christmas, you will be sick of it. And then cauliflower will be so expensive. You know, cauliflower gets expensive about now, even though it's in season, because this is the time of year that people are making cauliflower dishes. Really, this is truly for Thanksgiving. I remember this is already 2 years ago, 3 years ago, it was $8 a head for cauliflower at Thanksgiving. So.
And, of course, Arthur is coming to the Bushnell Sage Library.
This Saturday.
Yeah.
How fast it comes. This Saturday, I'll be there at 2 in the afternoon, one-on-one with Schwartz. You can ask me anything. Don't necessarily answer everything.
If you want more information on it, 413-229-7005.
Yeah, give that again.
413-229-7005.
We're talking Sheffield, folks.
Yeah.
That's why it's a different area code.
Yeah, it's very close to us, very, very close to us.
Yes, it is very close. And you, off air, will tell me where to go eat, because I'll be up there for the weekend.
Okay, we'll do that.
It's been so long.
All right, we'll speak to you.
All right, well, have a great week, everyone, and eat your broccoli.
All right, Arthur, take care.
Bye.
Arthur Schwartz, the Food Maven, here on Robin Hood Radio and RobinHoodRadio.com.
Underwriting support for Arthur Schwartz, the Food Maven, Hillsdale Home Chef. More information, 518-325-7000, HGSHomeChef.com.